منزل الكتاب ومجري السحاب. وناصر هذا الدين بخير آل وأصحاب. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبيه المختار سيد الأتقياء والأبرار نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن استنى بسنته واهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، حياكم الله معاشر الإخوة والأخوات، in a new session of As-Sira An-Nabawiyyah, the biography of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his ten companions. And today we are with the Sira of Amir al-Mu'mineen الفاروق أبو حفص عمر بن الخطاب ابن نفيل ابن عبد العزة ابن رياح ابن عبد الله ابن قرط ابن رزاح ابن عدي ابن كعب ابن لؤي ابن غالب. We're today with a second Khalifa in Islam, Abu Hafs, Umar, the son of Al-Khattab, the son of Nufail, the son of Abd al-Uzza, the son of Riyah, the son of Abdullah, the son of Qurt, the son of Razah, the son of Adi, the son of Ka'b, the son of Lu'ay, the son of Ghalib. He meets with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the grandfather which is called Ka'b ibn Lu'ay, and his mother is Hantamah بنت هاشم وقيل هشام ابن المغيرة ابن عبد الله ابن عمر ابن مخزوم. And his mother is Hantama, daughter of Hashim, and it was said daughter of Hisham, son of Al-Mughira, son of Abdullah, son of Umar, son of Makhzoom. Amir al-Mu'mineen Umar ibn al-Khattab embraced Islam in Mecca at the beginning of the time of Islam, and he attended all the battles and words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam along with him. Imam Jama'ili says wa awladuhu, and his children Abu Abdul Rahman Abdullah embraced Islam very early in the very early days of Islam, and he migrated with his father, and he is one of the best of the companions. And Hafsa, his daughter Hafsa daughter of Umar ibn Khattab, the wife of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the mother of believers. Her mother is called Zainab bint Mad'un. Which is the sister of Abdullah ibn Mad'un, who was the brother brother of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in breastfeeding. And then he had Asim ibn Umar, who was born at the time, at the lifetime of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and his mother is Ummu Asim, Jamila bint Thabit ibn Abi al-Aflah. And he has also Zayd al-Akbar ibn Umar, and Zayd al-Asghar as well. But Zayd al-Akbar and Ruqayya, their mother is Umm Kulthum bint Ali ibn Abi Talib. And this refutes the claims of the Rafida, who criticized Umar and claimed him that he rejected Islam and he oppressed Ali radiallahu anhu and radiallahu anhum ajma'een, as Umar radiallahu anhu married the daughter of Ali ibn Abi Talib. So he has link with Ali radiallahu anhu and link with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the grandfather of Umm Kulthum, as her mother is Fatima, daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he has Zayd al-Asghar and Ubaidullah, the two sons of Umar ibn Khattab, from his wife Umm Kulthum bint Jarwal al-Khuza'iyya. And then he has Abdul Rahman al-Akbar, Rahman al-Akbar ibn Umar, and Abdul Rahman al-Awsat, the middle, Abdul Rahman the middle. And he is the one whose kunya is Abu Shahma, the one who was punished for drinking khamr. He was punished by Umar radiallahu anhu. His mother is, as they say, Ummu Walad. His mother is slave. She is slave. And we know that when the master enjoys the she slave and she gets pregnant and delivers a child, this child will provide her freedom. So that's why she is called Ummu Walad. She is not a slave no more, and she is not a wife. This freed slave used to be called Lahya. And then he had also Abdurrahman al-Asghar ibn Umar, and his mother is also Ummu Walad. She used to be called Fakiha. And he had also Iyad ibn Umar, and his mother is Atika ibn daughter of Zayd, son of Amr, son of Nufayl. And then he has Abdullah al-Asghar ibn Umar, and his Mida, daughter of Rafi' al-Ansariya. She is from the tribe of Amr ibn Auf. And then he had Fatima bint Umar. Her mother is Ummu Hakim bint al-Harith ibn Hisham. Ummu Hakim, the daughter of al-Harith, the son of Hisham. And then he had also أم الوليد بنت عمر but as Imam Jama'ili says there's a doubt in that. And then we have or he had Zainab bint Umar, she is the sister of Abd al-Rahman al-Asghar ibn Umar, both for one mother. He was Khalifa for 10 years and 6 months and 15 days. And he was killed at the end of the Hijjah of year 23 of Hijrah. And he was at that time in an age of 63 years, in the same age of which the Prophet ﷺ died in. It was said that when Umar ibn Khattab embraced Islam, as Ibn Ishaq, Muhammad ibn Ishaq said in the Maghazi, that Umar embraced Islam after some of the Sahaba left Mecca to a business. And as he said, I came out of my house looking for Rasulullah before I became Muslim. And I found him, entered the mosque before me. So I stood behind him, and then he started reciting in his prayer Surah Al-Haqqah. When I heard it from him, I was wondering of what I am hearing from the Quran. And then I said, by Allah, this man is a sha'ir, is a poetry. As Quraysh used to say. But when he recited the ayah of Surah Al-Haqqah, إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ شَاعِرٍ قَلِيلًا مَا تُؤْمِنُونَ, he said, I said, he must be a kahin, a fortune teller. Then Isa salam recited the ayah, وَلَا بِقَوْلِ كَاهِنٍ قَلِيلًا مَا تَذَكَّرُونَ تَنْزِيلٌ مِنْ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ ولو تقول علينا بعض الأقاويل لأخذنا منه باليمين ثم لقطعنا منه الوتين فما منكم من أحد عنه حاجزين. He then said, that time when Islam settled in my heart, and this hadith is reported by Imam Ahmad رحمه الله, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said, verily the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called Umar or subjugated Allah ta'ala for Umar, and Amr ibn Hisham, so one of them become Muslim, and a supplication I'd heard Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So Umar embraced Islam on Thursday. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raised the takbir. And all the people in the house of Al-Arqam said the takbir, so everyone in Mecca heard it. Then he, radiallahu anhu, said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa, what for should we hide our religion as long as we are upon the truth and they are upon the false? الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم سيد تويم we are little in number. Umar said, by the one who send you the truth as a prophet, there will be no gathering or no place that I sat there, it was Kaaba, except I'm going to sit there when I'm Muslim. And then he left the Prophet and toured around Mecca. Every time he and he came to the Kaaba and made tawaf, and Quraysh were looking at him. So Abu Jahl said then to Umar, so and so said that you become Muslim. And Umar responded saying, Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah wa anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Then when the kuffar jumped over him, fighting him, and Umar stood like a lion, fighting them, and he jumped over Utbah ibn Rabi'ah, and he sat on him, and he started beating him, and he inserted his finger into the eye of Utbah ibn Rabi'ah. So Utbah was crying and shouting to the people to leave Umar. So the people left Umar. Then Umar left him. And when Umar was walking, they used to come to attack him. And every time they come near him, he would take one of the most honorable ones of them and punish him. So everyone else will go away. Till everyone stopped fighting Umar. So Umar chased all the places where he used to sit while he was kafir, and declares his iman, his faith there. And then he returned back to the Prophet with pride and honor. And then he said to the Prophet, what holds you, Rasulullah? May my father and my mother be the sacrifice for you. So Rasulullah came out, and Umar was in front of him, as well as Hamza. So the Prophet did tawaf around the Kaaba, and all the other Sahaba did. And so they returned back to Al-Arqam's house. The speech about Umar is long, but inshallah ta'ala we continue in the next week with the seerah of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam, wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi.